This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, going to be talking about the active generations and gourmet guys. Which annual is this? Can we ask Cindy Peterson, who's representing the active generations?
This will be the 13th annual Gourmet Guys.
Sheriff Mike Milstead, you've been a part of them for just about that many years, haven't you?
I've been there every year. Shirley Helene and Carol Tweet got a hold of me one day and said they were going to try this at the Center for Active Generations. They asked if I'd support the efforts. I did. I had a blast, and I have not stopped coming back.
Do you ever cook for the guys down at the jail? Or?
No, we have people that do that.
Okay.
I have people.
Well, Cindy, tell us exactly what is the event, when it is, and then we'll get started on all the things about it.
Absolutely. The 13th Annual Gourmet Guys is going to be held on Sunday, April 6th. The event is from 4:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $35, $40 at the door. I think going to be an exciting event with 34 chefs, two youth chefs, which is something we're doing for the first time, to have two different youth chefs there. And we anticipate 600 or so people.
Well, Sheriff Milstead, give us some of the blasts from the past on what you've cooked for the gourmet guys.
You know, I've had some really successful experiences. I made low-carb pizza back when low-carb was the hot item. I've made a lot of dishes that have to do with the South. Shrimp and grits in particular last year was the people's choice. I got the award for that. And it was a shrimp and grits with a andouille sausage, cream sauce. The interesting thing is I'm surrounded by about 35 other chefs. A lot of them put a lot of time into some incredible food. So the competition's stiff, the food is great, and it's just such a fun atmosphere. It's hard to describe, but it's a blast. It's a blast to work it, and it's a blast for the people who come to the event.
Well, Cindy, people need, there's an art to it. You don't want to eat too much at the beginning because you want to make it all the way through all of the 34 chefs and even have desserts too, don't you?
Exactly. We encourage the chefs to make their portions bite size, and then we encourage those attending to just take a bite. Otherwise, you could probably get stuck at salads and appetizers and never make it to entrees or desserts.
Now, I believe there's some beverages too.
What's really neat is because of the support of sponsors and in-kind sponsors, all beverages, including beer and wine, are donated, and we have volunteers who are serving. So when attendees are there and step up to receive their complimentary beverage, we hope they'll throw a tip or two in. Those all go towards active generations.
Well, Sheriff Milstead, what is your creation for this year?
You know, I went back to that kind of the Cajun south of the I-10 theme. It's an etouffee, but it's actually called Sheriff's Shrimp Chili Etouffee. So I'm going to be making a roux and an etouffee mixed with cooked onions and bell peppers and seasonings, Cajun seasonings. And then there's going to also be ground beef. So you'll end up somewhat like a chili consistency, served on a little small dab of rice. Right in the middle of it will be a Cajun barbecued shrimp. And so it's just a kind of an explosive thing when you taste it. I like it. I've experimented a half a dozen times at home with it. Now I've got to get down to doing what I've done for the last 13 years, and that's figuring out how much do I need to make 700 single servings. The shrimp part is easy for me. I need 700 shrimp. But then how much sauce do I need? How much ground beef do I need? How much, you know, all the spices. I want to make sure that I have it right. All the other chefs go through the same thing, and they come out right, and the people, and I'm going to say it again, it's just an incredible experience and a lot of fun, and it's a lighthearted event, and you eat and you leave feeling like, yeah, I probably ate a little too much, but it's an incredible experience. I actually cook some of the things that I've made in the past because most of them were really successful. I mean, one of the past years I made jalapeno cheese curds. They were deep fat fried cheese curds with jalapeno peppers in them. I made sushi. I still make sushi at home, but imagine making about 750 individual servings of sushi. I've done crabby zucchini with its avocado friend, which was a really healthy spring wrap with a crab salad and avocado and all these things I like to eat. As you can tell from looking at me, I like to eat, so this is a great opportunity for me to be able to display some of those cooking talents. But in reality, my wife's got a lot more than I, but she likes to watch me roll up my sleeves and try to do this event every year.
Sheriff Mike Milstead, you've won how many times on the
You know, I've won a couple different awards, probably three or four over the 13 years. The best award I received, I think, was last year, just in the fact that it was the people's choice. They voted for it and felt that it was really good. And, you know, I've got family south of I-10 in South Louisiana, and so I get these ideas basically from that area down, you know, South Louisianans are very good at cooking. Many of their recipes start with the same two steps, and that's number one, melt a pound of butter. Number two, you know, add flour and stir and make a roux. So I've learned to do that, and so I'm excited to try to do that again for this event.
Cindy Peterson, now Active Generations, this is a fundraiser for them.
Correct.
It's you know, you have other things during the year, but this is the main one. And for those who don't know, what is Active Generations?
Active Generations serves really ages 18 and up, but probably primarily those who want to stay active in those retirement years. They've got a lot of neat outreach programs that I think people are less familiar with. A lot of people are aware that they can come there and they have members and people can use the gym and do different activities. What I think is most exciting and where a lot of the dollars being raised go is to their Meals on Wheels program, their Daybreak program, their Bridges program. There are so many special things happening in that building each and every day.
Now, the Meals on Wheels, all the volunteers went south for the winter, I heard. You had to ask for more volunteers.
They have been in the process of recruiting more and more volunteers. It's amazing to me how many people still are learning about Meals on Wheels for the first time, including those who might need the service. And so as the need for the service grows, of course, the need for volunteers continues to go up as well.
Well, the daycare I've seen out there, I think people know what that is. But Bridges, what is that?
Bridges is an employment program, a chance for those who maybe are looking to get back into the workforce. They want to update their resume. Maybe they don't have computer or technology skills that are necessary to be successful in the workforce. Those skills are available to them. They actually even bring in HR folks and do job fairs.
Well, mention the Gourmet Guys again. Now, when and where and all about that.
Gourmet Guys, Sunday, April 6th from 4:30 to 7:30. And I would be remiss to not mention a couple of our sponsors. Our feature sponsor, who has been involved, I think, since the beginning, Mike would probably know that, is the First National Bank in Sioux Falls. And they're doing, not only are they the feature sponsor again, they're doing something a little extra. Those tip jars that I mentioned. The First National Bank in Sioux Falls is going to match dollar for dollar every dollar that attendees put in those tip jars. All of that goes to Active Generations.
That's a pretty good deal. They're kind of a local family bank a little bit, aren't they?
They are, generation after generation.
And Active Generations, now the Gourmet Guys are going to be at Active Generations, right?
Correct. The event is at the location.
And how do you get there?
The way I get there is by taking Western and turning on 46th Street, and it's right, you can't miss it, it's right off 46th Street between Western and Kiwanis.
Now, the thing I like about Active Generations, first of all, I can remember when it used to be Senior Citizen Center downtown, the Brooklyn House, whatever, and you've got how many members probably in Active Generations? It's quite a few.
It's in the thousands.
Yeah. And I like to go there during the week. You can get a nice, hot, kind of home-cooked meal.
That's exactly right. Not only do they do the Meals on Wheels, but there's meals available to really anyone who comes in and needs that meal.
And for, you know, like for me, with what I make in radio, it's like $3.75 is for a whole meal. And for a single guy like me, just me and my dog, you know, I can get a balanced meal, I guess, is the nice thing about that.
And I think what it does for folks more than just that nutritious meal, which obviously is incredibly important. The socialization, the opportunity for people to connect with others. The impact of isolation is really, really difficult. And being able to interact with others on a daily basis, you look forward to that.
Well, you've even got a workout room and you've got a pool room. And I don't mean swimming. I mean, you know, pool cues. And that.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of the veterans I know like to hang out there in the afternoon. They're members there, too.
Absolutely.
Cindy, tell us now, what are some of the, you know, Mike kind of gave his secrets a little bit here. What are some of the other Gourmet Guys? Let's run down the list here.
You bet. We've got 34, including Mike, that are going to be volunteering their time and putting all this together. We've got two youth chefs, which is pretty exciting. One of those is actually from the Boys and Girls Club. And he is making, if I can find it right on here, Be Great. Where is it? Well, he's making something themed Be Great. Some of them that I'm kind of excited about, they're doing Justin Clark and Chris Conrad representing Davin Evans, Herswitch and Smith, and First Bank and Trust. They're making Pig on top of the covers. One of our veterans, the Cartwright brothers, they are making Castle Sliders.
Castle Sliders.
White Castle Sliders. Tony Knorr with First Premier Bank, and First Premier Bank is one of our sponsors. He's making baklava, and he's doing it with his dad, so that's kind of neat. A couple others. Tom Stise with Rod Carlson from Sanford Heart Hospital. They're making heart-pumping pork.
Heart-pumping. You know, they always come up with such neat names, but, you know, they're all, like I say, very, very unique. I mean, if you don't get them at the Gourmet Guys, you'll probably never see these recipes again. Do you ever put out a cookbook?
It's been discussed, mm-hmm. but at this time, it's something that hasn't been asked for. And so we put energy into giving those folks the experience they're looking for the day of.
Now, you mentioned the wine is sponsored. Who's doing that?
Some of the sponsorships in terms of in-kind Coca-Cola and also Dakota Beverage.
Well, they have a lot of new things they want you to sample, too. So you've got a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned networking. This is for a new person in town. This would be a great place to get to socialize and meet people.
Absolutely. Those that come to the event are, and Mike could probably speak to this even better than I, they're of all adult ages, aren't they?
And there's a lot of them bring their whole family. You know, the kids are a lot quicker at getting from table to table and spotting the best foods and then, you know, rallying everybody and say, you got to go over and try this. But you're right, it's a great, you know, it's just a great environment. And there's opportunity to stand around and talk with people. You see so many of our kind of our regular supporters of the community there and new faces and new conversations, and you meet new friends, and you're doing all this to support things like the adult daycare, Meals on Wheels, the Active Generations. So for me, you know, I like having fun anyway. So it's a great event. You support a great cause, and you do see a lot of people and friends and make new friends. So it's just a wonderful event.
Well, I think everybody in the audience knows somebody in their family or neighbors or friends that is in some way benefiting from Active Generations.
And in my opinion, the committee there's a volunteer committee that puts this event on every year, and they were very committed to keeping the ticket costs low. And once again, the tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door. The easiest way to get tickets is to probably call Active Generations, 336-6722, and they'll set you right up.
Well, I've heard of a 7-course meal, but this is a 34-course meal, I guess we could say.
Absolutely. One of the things that's nice, too, that we have to remember is you have their 34 chefs, but then they also have someone helping them out, and that is not easy work. Let me tell you, the last couple of years, Mike Overgaard from Wall Lake Oil has been my assistant. So, I mean, he's in the back room when I was doing the deep fat fried cheese curds, you know, running mm-hmm. a grease fryer and help, you know, so it's that behind the scenes that it takes a lot to make sure that you go through this. The interesting thing, too, is that we get some food safety instructions before because we want to make sure it's a safe and healthy event for everybody. So our chefs are becoming better chefs because, you know, they're learning more about how to prepare the food, how to keep it the right temperatures, how to, you know, and so, you know, we get a lot of help in that area as well. So it's just
we get to learn from each other.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, you know, you've been there every year, Mike. I guess, you know, first of all, it's a chance for people to get to talk to the sheriff, if you know what I mean, and personalize it. I mean, you know, humanize the fact that, you know, you're a sheriff, but you can be there and be cooking some really, you know, special food. And there's something about food and conversation that people feel like they can kind of know you a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great opportunity for me to meet some new people. But in particular, I see a lot of our supporters of our community that have come out before on, you know, that you kind of see the same faces sometimes, but they're very dedicated people. And also you see these new people who say, wow, you know, I brought my whole family here and now I'm bringing, you know, my in-laws, and you see people coming more and more that are coming back year after year. The number are, it's growing. When this thing started, you know, it was only a couple hundred, you know, and then it has grown every year because people start by word of mouth bringing more family members, bringing friends because they enjoy it. They've expanded the, you know, the number of supported items, like, right, you know, there's free opportunities for, you know, wine and beer and soda and you'll see. For me, I do get to talk, but, you know, last year I think we were over 700 people, and so I'm very concentrated on making sure that I hand out 700, you know, well planned out, perfectly portioned servings that are going to taste great or still hot. So I mean, I'm focused on that, and I have some conversation, but it isn't. I don't have much of a break.
Well, you're handing them food, and that makes them feel like they get to know you a little better. Cindy, I think, or Mike, you know, now they're going to have free wine. What if you're going to have sushi? Is there a different wine than if you're going to have cheese curds? I guess, you know, what are some of the ins and outs if you want to really get to pick the right wine to sample with?
Well, I wish I could offer some of those details, but the sponsors bring those, and they just kind of choose as they go. If I recall in the past, they like to bring maybe some new items, mm-hmm, and get those out and help talk about those. The feedback Active Generation gets year after year is it's a fun event. What a fun way to raise money for a good cause.
And they do. And if you look at people come by you with a plate, it's pretty quick that you'll start recognizing where the favorites are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people will take their hat off and go back through that little line again to try to get a second helping. But if you think about it, and you know, they ask you to have one little, just like a bite size. Well, none of us really quite follow that rule. So actually, you get more than a bite size, and you're going through 34 different courses. And some of these are you know, could be in a culinary school because they're very, very delicious, and especially some of the desserts that are extremely popular and well thought out.
Well, the sheriff gets to wear a white hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now you're volunteering your time, but there's more to that. All of these ingredients are not cheap. I mean, you're actually, you know, coming up with 700 servings of something that you're offering quite a meal.
Yeah, it's you know, when you start talking about shrimp or you start talking about some of these other products, there's an expense, but that's, I mean, somewhat like a donation.
Mm-hmm.
But in particular, sometimes chefs get food donated by their company or by, you know, one of our local retailers. Because they recognize the value of the event, but the time is it's pretty intensive. I mean, it's planned the whole weekend that you're going to be starting, you know, your preparations and getting your products and make sure it's ready and getting it timed. And I'll tell you, I've had great success 12 of the 13 years, but on one year I made fondue and I was sold on it, and it was an American fondue, and the power went out. And my fondue turned into a rock, and you had to cut it with a big meat cleaver. And so that's the only year I had a problem, but I still had a blast, and people got a big kick out of my rock of fondue, and that basically all they got is a piece of French bread.
Well, what is the best time to come so that you got time to go through all 34 chefs and not be in a big hurry, and you can digest and go through and get desserts and wine and take your time? What's the best time to come and give us all the details again?
Yeah, that's really a great question. Because of, I don't want to say congestion, but as more and more people come every year, it's the same amount of space. Mm-hmm. And so the committee decided to extend the event itself from 4:30 to 7:30. And so there's a greater amount of time. You can come and go. You're welcome to walk in the door at 7 or at 4:30 and walk out at 7:30 after the judging and the awards. You can come for an hour and take in as much as you can. It's really flexible, which I think people enjoy.
If I was going to come, let's just say they didn't invite me back next year to be a chef. If I was going to come to the event, I'd be there about 4:00, 4:15. Mm-hmm. I'd be at the door when they open it up, and I wouldn't leave till it was over. And that's what we're finding with most of people. Most of people want to be there for 3 hours because they're enjoying themselves so much. And a lot of times they've finished eating maybe in the first hour, but now they're just standing around talking with people they haven't seen all year. And there's 700 people there, and they're all people that want to support the Active Generations, and that's part of that social connection they make.
Well, and there's things to do. We've got a volunteer pianist playing fun music the whole time. We actually, something new this year, selfies are quite popular.
Selfies.
So we have this giant cutout chef that people can go and take pictures with. We think that'll be really fun. And they can view Active Generations. They can go into the different rooms, take a tour, see the computer lab, see the gym, and see where all the meals for these Active Generation members are prepared. So there's a lot more to do there than just eat, but I'm guessing you could eat for 3 hours if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
Are there any sometimes leftovers at all, or is it all gone pretty much?
Maybe for first-time chefs, they may make too much, but that doesn't happen very often. And especially if you had a good dish, there's not going to be hardly anything left over. If there is, it's going to be eaten up quickly by the usually the football team or whoever the Center for Active Generation gets to come in to clean up. They put a hurting on the rest of the food.
So don't come at 7:15. Sure you come at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd come.
That's
on
good
the
advice.
Early side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come with a don't probably skip lunch, so that you can have room for it all.
Come with an empty stomach. Yeah. Be ready.
And Active Generations, again, let's get back to that a little bit, because you can go out there any time during the day, and there's always home-cooked cookies or something that's around, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. There really is. I've not walked in that door and not seen hubbub. There's always something going on. There might be folks playing cards. There could be a speaker or something special happening there. Even at the holidays, they bring in Santa and try to involve. I love how you're talking about families attend the event. I think families really participate in all that Active Generations offers.
And I think you have group tours. You go to different parts of the country and bus tours and all kinds of fun things, too.
Well, that I probably couldn't speak to accurately, but that sounds really fun.
I saw a flyer for you can ride the big steam engine that goes through the Colorado Rockies, and I thought, well, gee, that'd be fun to get in as a tour on it. Mike, you and I both are pretty much eligible to be senior citizens, can we?
I think we are welcome there, and the only thing is I walk by the pool room there where they're shooting pool, and I played my share of pool in a dark and smoky bar in my younger days. But watching those guys play, I'm going to tell you what, I'd need to polish up my skills a little bit before I took them on.
Yeah, when you have a lot of the veterans, you see them at the VFW, but they come over to the Active Generations to play pool.
But, yeah, they do quite a job. And I will say, Gerald Benega, the director, for Active Generations, this is their premier event. I mean, he realizes the value of this event, and he's really strong on it. He's done a great job at helping to keep this event going, and we appreciate what he's doing at the center. He just really promotes this, because this is a great fundraiser for all the programs at the center.
Now, there's a website.
The website is ActiveGen, so ActiveGen.org.
Or you can just Google Active Generations, it'll come up.
I just Google Active Generations, and it comes up. And I think the staff at Active Generations are so great, so accommodating. The best thing to do is to call. And that number, again, is 336-6722.
And we got even, tell us about the two new youth cooks again.
We have two youth chefs. We have a chef from the Boys and Girls Club, and he is making Be Great cheesecake. And you mentioned culinary. We actually have a youth from the CTE school, and he is going to be making.
All the girls might want to
come up. It's a surprise. We don't know yet. It's a surprise for them. But I'm guessing it's going to be good.
No, just walking in and being able to smell all those different foods, even as I can start to feel like I'm getting hungry already. But you do have, coffee, water, besides the beer and the wine. And
oh, absolutely.
Else.
It's family friendly.
Yep. And I guess if you were to wrap it all up in one phrase, Mike, I guess, what makes it all worthwhile to you?
The just that community support, the people that are there, that not only your old friends, but new friends, and the fact that such a fun event can bring so much money into the active generations to support those important programs that they provide, in particular to our seniors.
All right. Well, Sheriff Mike Milstead, one of the chefs, Cindy Peterson, representing Active Generations. You can call the number. What's the number again?
336-6722.
Tickets out April.
The event's April 6th, and you can get tickets for $35 by calling that number. And if you wake up Sunday morning and think it sounds like a good idea, it's $40 at the door.
Just a couple of weeks away. Want to thank you both for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.
Thank you.